Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I can promise you then you'll always be my best friend. Till the end when we part.
34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and the psychic Victoria Bullis joining us in a few minutes. Meanwhile, there are a couple of things to take care of here, including the elimination of Billy Bush, who officially is out at the Today Show. He just got there, and now he's gonzo. Mm-hmm. But I read something that suggested that he was let go softly.
NBC is the biggest bunch of hypocritical jerks.
Of course they are.
They knew about this tape. Billy Bush talked about this tape. They knew about it when he was at Access Hollywood. They knew about it when he was at the Today Show. NBC had intended on releasing this tape and removing Billy Bush from it so that it would just be damaging to Trump and they would still be able to protect Billy. Well, Hurricane Matthew comes along. And so when they wanted to release it, they had to put it into high gear. And so they released the tape as is and they let it go so that they knew Billy Bush would be the fall guy. He was supposed to be the guy that they were grooming to take over for Matt Lauer. Well, because they knew what they've done, Billy Bush was making $3 million a year. He ended up getting his walking papers yesterday officially. They gave him a $10 million settlement.
Did they really? Because I read his lawyer said that $10 million was not a number that they had discussed, but that was like I don't know what he got. I don't know that.
From
it was...
all accounts that I've heard, he got $10 million to go. Unbelievable.
I
and then you have NBC, who has given a show to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was doing bad things with his maid, had an illegitimate kid with his maid. They're giving Alec Baldwin a huge boost, putting him on Saturday Night Live. He's got a really shady past. I mean, come on, NBC, really?
I think this is less about NBC wanting to like look good, and I think this is more about from the time that Billy Bush started on that last hour of the Today Show, people didn't like him at the show. Even during the Olympics, we talked about it even here, that he was kind of being bullied and no one liked him. So I think this is more about people didn't want to work with him anymore, and this was just their excuse to get rid of him. If they really loved him, I don't think that this would have been a big deal.
Maybe. I think that NBC was looking for, maybe you're right, maybe they're looking for a way to get rid of him, but I think they also got a lot of pressure from women saying, this kind of bad behavior, maybe I'm not going to watch the Today Show. Show pulling me in the direction of Good Morning America.
Right. Certainly, their point is they were looking for women to hold on to women viewers because those morning TV shows, the only radio program in the country that aims at women is this one. Other than that, all the radio shows are aimed at men, sports shows, angry political talk shows. Women don't want to listen to that stuff. And no. I thought women liked, they took well to Billy Bush. He did well in the queues until this. And then they associated him with it. But how much, let's turn it around a little bit. How much work, I want to follow just for a second what you said about him not working out and people wanting to get rid of him. Because in the edit room, that's what your boyfriend does for a living, Victoria. You can, those kinds of edits, especially with the technology today, you could have taken care of that in 35, 40 minutes.
He could have, I edit video. I could have edited that.
Yeah,
I mean it's that simple.
They didn't want to edit it. That's bunkum. To say that the pressure was on because of all the other things going around, that's a load of crap.
Yeah.
They just wanted to get rid of him for whatever the reason. $10 million later, so if he sells it right, his lawyer is smart and he's got a good agent, he'll be back on the air like that. And there's plenty of room for people.
I don't know.
Where does he go, though?
Yeah.
I mean, when you have this story about the very liberal media, the fact that he was buddying up to Donald Trump, I don't know where. He goes. I mean, in a couple of years.
You know where he goes? The new Trump network, which is being touted.
I don't know if that would even work out for him. I don't know.
I mean, even Melania blamed him. Yeah, Melania's blaming Billy Bush for egging Trump on in that whole thing.
Well, what else is she going to say?
Well, I thought she did a great job. She did her first round of interviews on CNN and with Fox, and I thought she did an excellent job defending him and making him seem human. And, she should have been out on the campaign trail throughout this whole thing, making him look better.
Okay, this one's going to make your hair stand on edge. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
The government and the Airline Pilots Association and the people who run the big airlines, American, United, Delta, Southwest, had a meeting to start collaborating on an effort to replace the co-pilot with a robot. They want to replace the second human pilot. The planes used to have three people in the cockpit, an engineer, a co-pilot, and a pilot. They got rid of the engineer. And now the two-person flight crew may be only one person, putting a robot in the second seat. If I were a pilot, I think I'd be making a lot of noise about that. As a passenger who flies a couple of hundred thousand miles a year, I'm not interested in getting into a plane and looking into the cockpit and seeing a robot in the second
seat.
What
if he's wearing a cute little hat?
I'd be cute. I wouldn't mind if there were two people and a robot in the cockpit, but I kind of think I would want that backup. I would want the pilot, the co-pilot, then the robot. I think that would be kind of cool. You know, what gets me kind of concerned is that we've, like, this switch from culture embracing robots. I know that for kids right now, the number one gift is like the Zoomer Kitty, which is like a robotic cat that you're supposed to take care of.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Why not just get a real one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I know the robots don't poop, but you know.
Let's have Victoria Bullis in a minute, talking about some of the paranormal things we can expect for Halloween this year. We're going to start a new contest. The contest is going to be to identify the voice, the famous voice. Identify the famous voice. So we have four or five clips of this voice. If you identify it, you get a swell prize, all right? We're going to play the clips only once. You call us at 888-302-3684 with the identity of this person, and you'll win the swell prize. Listen carefully to these clips. Who is this person?
When I see five weirdos dressed in togas stabbing a guy in the middle of the park in full view of 100 people, I shoot the bastards. That's my policy.
That was a Shakespeare in the Park production of Julius Caesar, you moron.
You'd better tell the captain we've got to land as soon as we can. This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
Okay, so we're looking for the male voice, right? I got it. It's so easy. Yeah, I love it.
There must be something you can do.
I'm doing everything I can. Stop calling me Shirley.
888-302-3684. Name that voice.
888-302-3684. America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minutes. Name and town.
Kimberly Austin, Stevensville, Montana.
What's it like for you?
It's fun and that I enjoy the biker lifestyle.
If you're cut out to be a biker, you'll recognize the symptoms right away.
Yeah, I like it.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Like the commercial says, when will it hit ya?
I enjoy the biker lifestyle for sure. I didn't even start riding until like 3 months ago, and became an obsession of mine real fast.
Awesome.
Curiosity, really. A buddy of mine was like, hey, come hop on the bike. And I had a great time. And I was like, okay, I'm definitely going to keep doing this. And it makes me feel so free and just happy and alive.
What's your ride?
A Harley.
American Biker Minute.
Big old black one.
Your passport to the open road and two wheels.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, McGyro. Sheriff McGyro aims his trusty pistol at plywood cutouts. Reminds me of my old Atari console from 1985. McGyro struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you power hungry? Do you want the world to know that you're in charge? Are you kind of a take charge kind of a person?
Yep, that's me.
Well, here's an easy trick which unmasks would-be powerholics, but first, the social science of it. You can try this little exercise. Take your index finger of the hand you write with and draw the letter E on your forehead.
Well, I can do that.
If you drew it where an onlooker could tell it's the letter E, you're not as power hungry as you think. But if you drew the letter E backwards where it looks like the number 3 to the onlooker, you ignore others and you're likely out for power.
The world is now under my control.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, if you ignore the perspective of others, you do it at your own peril. Even power-hungry people cannot survive without followers. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
All right, 42 past the hour. Joining us now is our friend Victoria Bullis, who is the official psychic for the DJV Experience. Victoria has been doing this for a long time. She's excitingly accurate. And so if you want to get to her, go to victoriabullis.com, at Victoria Bullis, another way to reach her. So as we get into the Halloween season, Victoria, the things that are paranormal, I don't really know that people understand what that word means, paranormal. That means beyond normal, I think. But don't you run into that sort of thing as a psychic all the time?
Not really, mostly around this time of year. And I used to be afraid of it myself. The reason I'm coughing, and you'll probably hear me cough during this segment, is that I wanted to talk about orbs today, and I'll get to that in a minute. But I have so many around my home in my office here where I am that is affecting my throat. I probably will be coughing
maybe,
the whole time.
Maybe we shouldn't have. Maybe we should give you a rest today because that won't sound. It won't help us if we can't hear you.
I've never had this many orbs around me.
What's an orb?
Except once when I first got introduced to them.
What are they?
Hopefully this is sounding better. I've been gargling, spraying my throat, and all kinds of things. I'm not sick. They're not allergies. They're orbs.
What's an orb?
What?
What's an orb?
Okay, but to answer your question, it pretty much is this time of year that I deal with the paranormal. And you're right, paranormal means anything that is out of the realm of normality for human beings, meaning paying your bills, you know, checking... you know, what's in your bank account, talking to your children, make sure they did their homework, the ordinary things. Paranormal is stuff that people can't see or perceive in the normal five-sense way. So orbs are little things, little energies that can be positive or negative. And it's easy to learn how to encounter the positive ones. It's just a feeling that you get. They want to communicate with us. And orbs can be clear, they can be white, they can be light colors like pastel yellows, blues, and so on. They want you to know, they're telling me this right now, that you'll get a warm feeling, a tingling, or something that tells you if you see one that it's okay. If you have a weird feeling, well then pay attention to that. So can I tell you how I got introduced to orbs?
Yeah.
It was on September 8th, 2001. I was on my way. I had booked my trip to go to New York to be on WBLI radio in Long Island on 9/11, not knowing what was coming. And some wonderful radio friends of mine from Kansas City, one of whom is probably listening now, convinced me to stop over in Kansas City and do an all-night seance that was going to be televised. And so I did it, and it was in a haunted house. They were promoting Phantom of the Opera. And so I did it, and there were orbs everywhere. I had never seen one before. Freaked me out. Got sick to my stomach. Just orbs everywhere. So I stayed away from them until a couple of years ago when I was on a station in Dallas, a country station. A woman named Lisa Taylor convinced me that orbs are fun. And I've loved them ever since. And I have them around me all the time. And now I'm teaching people how they can have them too. You can basically ask your spirit guides, your regular spirit guides, for a nice little orb to come and lighten you up. They're playful. This is my experience. They're playful. They can be cute. They can have faces. They can be like a little happy face or an upside down happy face. And they can lighten you up, teach you things, protect you, all kinds of things. Now, in your studio, I'm surprised nobody there is coughing, because in your studio right now, Doug, I am seeing 14 all around you.
Well, I have been actually, you can't hear me because I don't do it on the air. I hit my microphone, but I've been coughing and I've had a lot of, it's usually an allergic reaction to something, but I've been, for the last couple of hours.
Those are the orbs.
I don't know. I never heard. I'm just looking up. I just Googled orbs. Angels, ghosts, they have awed people since being witnessed at night. They're transparent balls of light, and there are pictures of them. If you Google orbs, O-R-B-S, you can see the image. Now, see, it was something we learned from Victoria. I never heard of them before. Never, ever, ever. Part of the paranormal, though, apparently, they are spirits of the deceased, human and animal, in the form of spheres or balls of light that can hover and fly at will. Wow. So that's something. The price of admission was paid for with that information, Victoria. Thank you. Everybody who wants to get more on Victoria and what she can do with you, victoriabullis.com or at Victoria Bullis. All right, John's listening in Maryland. Whose voice is it that we played a few minutes ago, John?
John Wayne.
John Wayne. That's not a good guess, not even close. Here's Don from Tucson. Hi, Don.
Good morning.
Whose voice do we have there?
I believe that's Leslie Nielsen from the infamous police squad.
Yes.
With O.J. Simpson.
Right. We forget about O.J. Simpson. George Leslie Nielsen. George, where is George's last name? George. Great character actor. He just died about 6 months.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I can see his face.
Kennedy?
Yeah. Kennedy.
George Kennedy.
George
thank
Kennedy.
You. Don wins. Hold on, Don.